And following NPR, time for state and local news on WMOT. A sexual assault expert says the recent arrest of a mid-state pastor on charges of child molestation should be a wake-up call for mid-state parents. Metro Police say Pastor Dennis Patterson assaulted a number of children at Nolensville Road Baptist Church. Sharon Travis with the Nashville Sexual Assault Center says sexual predators take advantage of a parent's trust.
Tools that a sex offender will use are the same kind of tools that someone who is really good with kids would use. You know, they're engaging, they're outgoing, they are helpful, make themselves available.
Travis notes children are nearly always assaulted by people parents know and trust. She also says sexual predators typically commit nearly 200 assaults before they're caught. Travis says predators gravitate to places where parents assume their children will be safe. She says that means it's especially important to be vigilant in those spaces and demand safety measures be taken.
Lean on organizations and push organizations to put these things in place, particularly spaces where we think it should be safe, where offenders will come.
Travis says if a child isn't taken seriously when they reveal abuse, they'll likely never find the courage to come forward again. She also notes that in Tennessee, you can be prosecuted if you fail to report the sexual abuse of a child. Look for this story on WMOT.org if you'd like to listen to some of the suggestions that Sharon Travis offers to keep your child safe from predators. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.